is it something new to have a Parsi son-in-law or Parsi daughter-in-law, you know? But it died out. People became modern and now they're mixed Parsi, whatever it is. But what were we talking about?
About when you were a child,
they
used to face the races.
Yes, you asked that question. Okay. Racism. Yes, racism. So I was, I and my sister, my cousin, my age, maybe 6 months younger than me, but we all were same. And we went, we used to stay at Gula. Gul Chel. Gula, her name is Gula. This married cousin of mine. So, very nice place to stay in, lovely big grounds of the park. Just in front of the house. Nice driveway, middle garden. Trees and very nice tours. Quiet place, a little cottage, and there was a wall. And behind the wall, there were small bungalows, you may call them. And in their bungalow, all just European state. It was a very good locality. It is not in the town, Pune. It is not in Pune proper. It is away from it. I showed it to Mani. So, we, as children, 3 years. Then after that we didn't stay there. After my father died, we didn't go there much. And we did go. We did go, but very seldom. But we're staying at the grandmother's, yes. So when we were staying in this place, you know, this Gula, from her house, no, the convent and the main Pune proper, Babajan is Pune proper, all that, Main Street, you come out, all the, and you're going towards a race course, but not race course. Before that, long before that, then nice, lovely, broad, quiet roads come, just a bungalow here and bungalow there, and garden and bungalow. I only pray to Baba that these old bungalows should not be broken down, made these tall buildings. It would look so ugly, but nice gardens and bungalow. Then, that's the main road. But this, you cut off from the main road, then you come to a quite out of the way road. But it's a road, not tarred road. I don't think it's tarred. I don't know what it is. Anyway, it was a broad road. Motor car can go, but it's slightly slow. Very slight slope. Still, I was very young. Anyway, from school, every day we came to Gula's place because it was nice for children to be there and so on. So we went to Gula's place and so from that road, then again you come down, a little slope coming down, and then it's flat. And these Europeans' bungalows here, there, because in very good locality, so all the Europeans' house were there. Few houses, two, three there, and the family is staying, and those children used to come to Gula's place to play or talk to her, and I still remember that. So what happened was this. We were there, so Gula was so racist girls. Even now, you're early, go with the races, stop at 6 o'clock. So she would quickly let us take a bite or two, you know, and with our servants. Then the race was not very far away. It's not very, very far away. So we children would walk with our servants and we'd go to the races. So we would, last two or three races, we would see and come. So nearly many times we did go. That I remember, many times we used to go. And we were very young and I used to love to see horses and all that. I was 6, 7, and 8, and 9 or so, but after that, not. We didn't visit those people after that. Then we, from my grandmother's, these people are this year, my grandmother's here near the station. This Babajan is so far away from the station, and beyond Babajan, towards a race course, is very far out. But this is not, this is Babajan here, all main road finished, and now you go into race course, you mustn't go quite, there's a road now, which is a quiet spot here. It's quite out of the way place. But I showed it to Mani, she liked it, so she, when next time we went to Pune, she reminded, when we're going on that way, you know, we like to motor where it's quiet, and we find this quiet road, and then we take a walk. I said, I like to walk, I don't like to sit in the car, just, it's not healthy. Because at home, guy might want to feed us nice things and all that. I said, I can't digest good food if I don't walk and exercise. I'll get ill if I go on. So I said, all right, very well. And so we would go to a race course and get down, walk here, walk there. And like what we look like, but the sun, it's been summertime, the sun is there, it's not like this. So with the umbrella, we walked and walked.
You know, your mother sent you from Sucre to Pune for schooling, and when you first came, you stayed at Gula's for 2-3 years.
Yes, not stayed. Now we were, really speaking, we were boarders, weekly boarders. My father wanted us children to be happy always. He didn't want us to be cooped up as boarders in the school. My father knows that who's going to give us love, you know, as children? No, family, there should be family. So, weekly boarders he arranged for. On Saturday and Sunday, we must be with our family. So, we were at an aunt's place and just saying, how did you order this? There was something to eat and all that. Yes. And he said, we go to Gula's place, children, we let us get together, and we all go to Gula's place. That is not very, very far from my aunt's place. Not very far. Sister. Though it is Main Street, still it was not very far.
Mother's older sister.
Older sister's house was in Main Street, because her, it's a long story. That's where we used to stay, always. But we like to go to Gula's place, so we went to Gula's place and stayed there also. We stayed there. So here or there, where we want to stay, always. My mother wanted us to be with her family, with my father's family. My mother didn't like it. Didn't like it means... So she would arrange for like that. My father didn't mind. He said, all right.
Her older sister's name is Karoja?
No, my mother's older sister's name is Korshid. Aunt Korshid used to call her. So the oldest second sister was Padri's mother, Shreni. The youngest was my mother, she was Daulat, and she was the youngest sister. Three girls, my grandmother had three daughters and four sons, 7 children. So my Padri's mother's means Freddy, my aunt, she was very beautiful. She was rather tallish, slim, very fair, very delicate features, and she was very lovely as in her teens, and so on. So when they grew up to be 20 or something, I don't know what, anyway, I heard some story. Grandmothers, they must have a profession when they come from Persia, so they had open hotel. So the station being near, hotel was there. So Parsis knew that this is Parsi hotel, they would like, because the restaurant hotel is clean and nice. So they, all the Parsis used to come to my grandmother's hotel, my grandfather running the hotel, you know, they made money like that. Just, but everything was so cheap those days that you can make two ends meet very easily. You see what I mean? So my grandmother had 7 children, they all went to school, educated and all that. But my uncle Colin Rani, he was rather brilliant student, so he went up for his, what do you call it, medical, and became a doctor, and by that time, later on, this long, many years after then, when he's grown up and all that, he must be practicing in India, I don't know, anyway, when this big hospital in Aden opened, with First World War, that time he was maybe 25, 26, he was young, he worked there. First World War lasted for quite some time, 5 years. And he was working in the hospital, a very good doctor. So the British gave him the first lieutenant major, something major, and then colonel and all that. So in the Iranians, it was something new to be a colonel. So all the Zoroastrians would look up to, they were proud, the Zoroastrian community. Well, we have a colonel amongst Iranians. No, it was not heard of. And this, my uncle was the first one to be a colonel. So that's what it is. Now, it's a long story. Other uncle was not so highly educated, so he did just business with my other uncle, who was also medium educated. So they had a very grand business, aerated waters. Yes, all everything, ice cream soda, pick me up, lime juice, everything, raspberry, and what used to go. And that factory was not very far from the convent school, very near. So our food from grandmother's near the station is very far. From there, I don't know how it came there, I don't know. Anyway, what do you call it? Different carriers full of much very good food, or meat and cutlets, and cutlets means meat, cutlets, I don't know, but anyway, all this nice food, meat and all that. let us come to the Tanakshi and the girls. This is when we were day scholars. I'm now getting mixed up. I'm getting mixed up. This factory and all that, we were day scholars. But when we were not day scholars, we never went to this factory or knew that we had an uncle here. You see, the servant came from our aunt's place, means Gula. Her husband was educated as a, what you call it, a veterinary. So he worked in the military, veterinary. So ordinary veterinary, he would have got only 200 pay. In those days, 200 was much. But he was given 350 as a government service veterinary, you see, amongst the horses, dogs, and whatever. So they had a nice cottage and they were just comfortably off. And so their drawing room was very beautifully kept and everything. It was very nice. They had a room table and everything. And good fashion, this Gula's place, you know, with the table cloth and this. And first, this place was served. And she had a cook and a butler. I don't know how they made that much money, but they say it was cheap, so it was okay, because some pays were not very expensive. 20 rupees to a month to pay, 25 must be the cook. That's not much. Nowadays, you have to pay 100 rupees to a cook. That's the difference. So that's why that pay was enough. So then we went to Gula's place, because we liked it. After that, we had compound to place. But aunt's place was not nice, no compound, main road. House here, just a little bit space like that, not nice and clean. So we love to go to Gula's place. So we used to go to Gula's place. We stayed at aunt's sometimes, but mostly we went to Gula's place and we stayed there. And on Monday morning, we all dressed and all come to school as boarders again.
Yeah, so you sleep at the school, eat at the school, everything
as a boarder, as boarders, I and my sister. But my mother wanted us to be in the convent school. She's, I tell you. My father was so much loving, he loved children, his children, I mean, that he told my mother and me of age that he would have the children in the house. He wanted children in the house. He would, what do you call it, have a, this language is foreign to me, it's very difficult. Have a tutor and have them in the house to learn and then children at home. And that's how he would, if he comes from work, then you have, in the house you have children, it's nice. My mother says, yes, but you're going to spoil them, you know. So that's, my mother was like that. She wanted us to be trained and disciplined and like this. And she was right. As children, we should know discipline. You see? And at home, we wouldn't have listened and learned that. So she said, send them to Pune and Pune convent. There's nuns are strict. You see? And a good education. And why not have children like that? So my father said, yes, you're right. So my father always gave in to her. He was very, that's what I'm saying, he was very loving and very fine person he was. So, like that. So, for my father, poor thing, he didn't have children, but when he came from school, he loved to have us, you know, and everything, he wanted to just have good time, little ponies or this and that, everything, he had service to take us off a walk, if there was a circus, we would circus, everything, he wanted us to enjoy, because they had to go to club. So, he saw that we children also were looked after. And, no, that is Sakkar. How can Pune, because my father is now. No, it's very far away, Sakkar. It's a 2 days journey or 1.5 days journey. You can't come like that and go back and forth, and you can't have leave from the government. If a government service, you can't go on having leave every time. It's not right. If it's very necessary, then you can have a sick leave or something. But my father like that, you know. To bring us from school to Sakkar, that place, my father did not come to take. He sent a Parsi who was a friend of my father's or his, under his pay. That I don't remember. But that Parsi always used to be there, so he was sent to bring us safely. And then, but when going to school, when leaving home for school, my father used to come with us. He used to take leave for 2-3 days, and then he didn't like us to be sad going alone with them. Father, mother is home, we are going away. You know, he knew, he didn't like us to be sad, as you would call it. And so he would come with us, come on, we go to Bombay, you know, we have lovely toys and just. So we would look up, we feel happy, you see, that's how he was. Then we, of course, went the train, in lovely basket full of roasted chicken and whatnot, everything. He opened, we used to enjoy and eat in the tray, and he reserved the compartment, first class, second class, everything. Very beautiful, the, what you call the train, and everything was kept very beautiful. It was not Indian room, it was British room, so everything was tip-top, everything very clean. Yes, alone, we, 2 girls, my father alone in the compartment. So we used to have fun, and every station where we stopped, my father has friends. Because it was very nice way of mixing and very friendly and very so much like this. So, big station with the train stop for a long time, 10 minutes or something, I don't know. People get down and they have friends here, they all gather around father talking and all that. But me and first you go in the bookstore, this store, you know. And from there, children's books. You bring 2 books and give 1 to me and 1 to my sister. Look at the pictures and all that. So we must not feel lonely when father is talking outside. So here we are very happy, you know. Little pictures, oh lovely, that is all. The pictures of the Western girls, you know. All. One was a dancing book I remember I had. Minuet and all, little children all dressed up like grown-ups. Very pretty it was all. Yes, and little writing. So he said, if you read also, then we learn also. And also we, time pass, you know. Mind occupied. So first, there was a book and then he would go and talk with his friends. But it was time and the bell, the what do you call it, the train whistle and this would go. And so he said, oh, the whistle is gone. Oh, where's father? We look out of the window, oh, he stopped. But then the train hooked and it started. Oh, he said, Papa, Papa. I still remember my sister brought out the window shouting, Papa, Papa. Just 1 minute. I'm coming, I'm coming. And he, because he wanted to finish that up. Those people feel insulted that they can't finish their sentence, what they were saying. You know, and that thing said, and then he had to say what he had to say. Meantime, the train is half out of the platform. Would you believe? So we children shouting. And we said, my. And what do you think? At the last moment, my father, so it was very strong. He came running fast, fast, fast. And how do you know which handle to? Because the train is going still, and he's still running with the train, faster and faster. And then he catches the right handle, jumps on the thing so fast, and he comes inside. Oh, then he used to feel happy, sort of relieved. I still remember that feeling. Yes, it's such fun. Nearly every station used to do that. You know? We got used to it, but still, it was fun. He was a very nice person. Then anyway, he came to Bombay with us, and then he took us to best shop in those days of the British here, you know. The British were all this cheap jack and white village, but there's a toy shop, I remember, it was very, very lovely shop downstairs, toys, all different kinds of toys, big teddy bears, and tiny, like all teddy bears, and dolls, and this, and that, and cycles, and carriages. What? I don't know what there was, everything, tricycle, and every kind of toys, of mechanical thing, and whatever it was. Then you must go upstairs, even better and better. All my father loved to go around at this and show us and play. Then, so we would, oh, point out this was nice, so that everything he would buy. And then we went upstairs also, and then there, I don't know what we bought, we were very young anyway. But my father, remember, he would go take us to a shop where there's a bookshop, and there he would pick out the best book of Grimm's fairy tales, that thing. And that he used to give my sister, because she would be reading. I was too young, so he would give it to my sister. I didn't care about that because I was as good as I. And then he took us to the sweet shop, chocolates and this and that. Oh, we were so happy with toffees and chocolates, all Western kind, you know, lovely boxes and all that. Oh, we came home happy, we forgot we were going to school. You see, he just wanted to see us happy. Yeah, that he was a very fine person. I told Baba about it, huh? Yeah, you see, a day or two. That detail, I know, it must be hotel. No relatives in Bombay, all in Pune. I don't remember. Yes, I told Baba. Yes. Yes, I told Baba, because then I said he was so fine a person. How nice if he had seen you and loved you. He has missed all that. And we got this, what do you call this? We were fortunate to love you and all that. Now my father has missed all that, and he was the person who loved so much. He was so loving the soul. You know. Baba said, no. That Baba said. He's born in a very good family, like that Baba said. And he's doing my work. Gave for calm his work. He's doing my work, serving me. Your connection with me. He has a very good connection with me. that soul. Baba sees to that, and so on. And Baba then was very interested. Baba said, I've seen your father. Wasn't he tall? I said, yes, Baba. Yes, Baba said, I've seen Poona. So Baba must be 10, 11, 12. By the time my father must be, how old?
Maybe
10, 15 years older than Baba. Baba must, yes, my father must be 26, but not married as yet. He must be in Poona. So Baba must have seen my father somewhere, and because in Poona, the Zoroastrians are, there are many Hindus and many Mohammedans, but then the Zoroastrian families are just so many. You know what I mean? Just so many. Just not community. So each one knows this house, that house, that family, yes, that family. They each one all knew each other. Means not, what would you call it? Not very closely, but know about it. We knew their names. Oh, this is that Irani, yes, of course. And oh, yes, that one is. We knew each Irani. And when at wedding times, you know, all the Iranis gathered there. So, you know, the women also, the children, you meet them there, you see. So, you know, all Iranis and Parsis, I do not many Parsis, we do not know Iranis. Most of them were our relatives in Poona.
Right.
It's a long story. So what I want to say is this. What were we saying last episode? Yes, you see, my father, Baba was very interested. Baba said, no, no, very good. I know, I know. Baba was happy that I was. My dad did that. He has not missed anything. He's doing my work and he's serving me and all the Baba just. Oh, then I was happy. Because Baba wouldn't say that. Tell a lie, I would just say that.
Also, when you went to Pune to the school, so did you ever feel that I wish I could stay in Sucker and not go back to Mayfield? Sort of being Sucker. Did you ever have that feeling that you wished you didn't have to go to Pune to school there, you could stay in Sucker?
No.
Your parents, you didn't mind.
I was a very bright student, so I didn't care for school. Otherwise, after going to Sakuri, I would have gone again to learn in the school if I wanted to, but
your
I didn't.
Itself.
No, I was not a good student. Not to make a poetry by heart, I had to read it over and over again till I got by heart. No, I had a good memory. I was rather playful and all that. But I got on somehow. But what was I saying? No, what did you say? Yes, so I went from Sakur, we went to Baba. We came to Baba. So there's no need to go to school or Poona and care about a house. We didn't care about it. Very beautiful place we had. We didn't care. As my uncle said once, when he came in the car, you know, my uncle was against Baba, you know, and Colonel Rani wrote articles against Baba.
Yeah.
Because it's a long story. He loved my, out of all the brothers and sisters, used to love my mother as a sister. Because my father, when he died, he was very much great friends to my father, because the officer of my. Colonel Rani always liked educated people on high standing, good job, this, that. He was like this, you know. He didn't like Iranis who were not educated. So my father's officer, so he had a respect for my father and so on. So my mother, when my father died, and he is still out of all this, his brother, my mother. So when my father died, he was very sympathetic to my mother, and he, from all this, his brothers, loved him. So anyway, there was much to be seen to the papers, and I can't tell you, office papers, my father being in the government service and all that. And the Sol sister or the lawyer, not by the lawyer, Sol sister. What is the Sol sister? Solicitor?
Solicitor?
Yes. My father had one to look after his affairs, you know. In Bombay, the special office, very big office. I remember as a child, with my mother, I went there with all the fans going, so many people typing this and that, what they were doing. And then a separate private room of the Sol sister, and it was good, he was a Parsi. He was arrested, he was called Mr. Kaptan. But people called him Kaptan, but now and Mani laughed that his name must be Mr. Captain, but he was called Kaptan.
Kaptan.
So he was Mr. Kaptan, and he was very good friends to my father, because my father, as I said, was very nice with people, you know, he loved to talk. You know. So the sort of sister was good friends to my father, so he would look after his affairs.
Yeah.
you know, buying shares and selling this. I don't know what they were doing, this tramway shares and railway shares and all this. That also my father had. So my mother, after my father died, all these things were left, and my mother did not know whom to tell, whom to do all this. So she herself used to go and all that. She knew how to sign her name. She had learned 3 books, English. But being this Parsi, he was very sympathetic towards her, so he would help her, tell her and all that. So she made a sign and all that, whatever. But when my uncle came after 2 years from Aden, this hospital, he couldn't come early because of the government service, they could not come. So it took 8 days to come over from Aden to India in those days. Slow boats were also not so fast. I didn't watch it was, but it took him. And he came always in western clothes, you know. Always in western clothes. But then, what did I say? So this uncle was very against Baba. Why? Because my mother always trusted means depended on him, his advice. She loved him. He had love, respect for my mother, my dad. She always listened to him, his advice, did this. And she used to go in his room to talk to him like this, open her heart to him. Otherwise, there were not many others who were sympathetic so much. Whom her sister-in-law means her brother's other wife, her other brother's wife, who was also, he was working where Baba Jan is. My other uncle, you know, had opened this big business. So this uncle had a little sharing so he can make 2 ends meet and so on. So this uncle would be at the factory. Nobody was in the house, only the children, my grandmother and my aunt. Now, why was I telling you that? I forget now. So nobody to where my mother would open her heart to. There was nobody sympathetic. She knew it. My sister was there and all that, but they were far away and all. What I want to say is, so my uncle came to tell him, talk and heal. But my uncle was a very fine person. After unpacking all that, you know, settling down, he would have a bath, all white clothes, very clean. I still remember seeing him in the drawing room. The big, that big book, you know. He looked very heavy, big, Persian history. It's called the Sahanamo. I think it's called the Shahanamo. And that he loved to then, he had time from all these many years, days of his work, you know, in the very called Aden. And now he's going to relax with this nice Persian book, this history of Persia. And so I still remember he used to read Persian language. And so I remember him. So he used to give a nice storybook to my sister that she should read English, and her English should be improved and all that. And he used to take once, twice photos as we go to school. He used to stop on a tree and take photos. Both got that photo. We didn't see it. I don't know. So that was my uncle, Colonel Rani, who had much reverence for my sister because my mother. So, but when my mother did not listen to him not to follow Baba, because he did not see Baba, he did not love Baba, he did not understand what spirituality means, he did not know anything about Sadhguru, you know. Sadhguru means perfect master. He didn't have any books on that. He was his rest. We have a fire temple. We have a priest here. We have the fire. We have Zoroastrian. We have sacred thread. We have Zoroastrian to pray to. And why do we want to go to sadhus, you know? So he would ask. So when he came after 2 years, you know, 2 years from Aden, that time we were staying separate. So my other aunt, you know, was, I don't know, she must have told, oh, look, Dawlat, she's following sadhus and saints, and she's going to this Mohammedan and woman. Yes, no, other aunt, my uncle's wife in the house. Because she was there. My uncle was also living there, but we had now left that house to stay separate. My mother had bought separate property, didn't I tell you? First we were staying with the aunt because my big uncle wanted us to stay there, but my big uncle died, then my mother did not want to stay in that house because now it is in the hands of the second uncle, and that wife is not so very, she talked nicely to my mother, very nicely friendly, but inwardly you know that she has no love for you, you know. So my mother had bought this property separate, and we were very happily settling that other property. What I was saying is this uncle came after 2 years. First time he went to grandmother's place, and he was there with us. But when he left and did not come for 2 years, and then he again came, before he came, we were following Baba and Baba Jan. So this aunt had a very good excuse to talk against us to this this uncle, because she knew how much he loved his sister, and she knew it. He hardly talked to her, just coming, going, talk to her, but always giving advice, talking to my mother, being sympathetic, all this, and very lovingly he was as a brother to my sister, my mother. So this aunt got a nice excuse to put him against my mother. She said, Look, Dolat is my mother's name. She said, look at her, she's go after all the sadhus and this old, this Baba Jan sitting in the, by the roadside, and she goes there also, and all this. So it's such a way of a story that my uncle got ready. But why is she doing that, you know? He didn't know anything about spirituality. He said, why? We have got our own religion. So he all dressed up and all. And he came to our place. It's a long story. Anyway, he came and greeted my mother after a long time, very nice and all that. He was nice, really nice person he was. He thought my mother was going the wrong way, so he better guide her the right. So he came, greeted us, and we were there. And then he brought up the subject that I hear that Sadhu is going to sadhus. Why do you want to go to sadhus? What do you want to go there for? You go there to ask for something? God has given you anything. Why should you want to? I mean, my mother, wealthy enough now. Why do you want? What do you want? What are you going there for? Are you going there for your girls that they won't get married to? You won't have good son-in-laws, but I have a good connection with rich families, you know, Edenwala and this, and I have influence amongst these big families, what do you call it, rich families, you know. I will always help you, I've helped you up to now in all your affairs and this. I will see to all that also, Dolat. Don't worry about that, but don't go to these saints and sadhus, you know, there are some of them are fakes, you don't know them, and look, and so on. So, it's long as much, he told much. My mother stood firm, and always she used to, listen to him, listen to his advice. And very sweet, she was very nice to him, she loved him. After my father, this, she had now affection for this one brother and all that. But, and my brother knew she had so much esteem, and now here she is not listening to him at all. So he said, but Dora, don't do that. All the Iranis and all the Zoroastrians are giving bad name. No, you must do that with these young girls going to the sadhus, and what kind of people there must be, men and all that. It's not nice. And all these things, he would say such a way to open my mother's eyes to and give her such thoughts that she must think that way and stop her going from to sadhus and saints, as he called them. He did not have anything but perfect master. He did not know. Anyway, he's in his nasib, in his destiny, it was not so, that's why. Then my mother wouldn't listen to him. He said, no, I will, why not, what I like to be. And he said, and by the roadside, you sit by the old lady like this and all that. Look, all the rest are looking at you up on the road and they talk behind your back. Do you like that? My mother said, I don't care about what they talk about, but I like to sit near Baba Jan, and I feel very nice when I sit near her, and I feel love for her, and like that, and all that. But why I feel like this? Why my uncle is gone? Then, of course, he got about it. You don't listen, then I'm going. My mother said, all right. So, of course, she must have served him some drink, or whatever. Anyway, he started to go, but he came in by this door, like here. Chairs here. So he sat on the first chair, my mother facing him, so they talked like this. But when he got up, and he faced his face, come on, in this corner was the piano. On the piano was Baba's photo. Small photo, but a little decoration, one or two decorations in the photo. He couldn't believe. He said, you got his photo also? Then Baba's photo. My mother said, yes, fine, this is my house, I'd like to give his photo, why shouldn't I? But Dorothy, you don't know him properly. Why do you like this? That? You have no idea what all he said. No. My mother said, never mind. My mother fixed conviction and she's not going to be moved. How much Maya was trying to pull her, but she did not. Means to draw away from that. But she stuck, so he was very upset because, but he did not show his upsetness. He was very good poise and all that. He said, see, Lord, you won't listen to me. You see, you must not do that. Look at this rat and give names and these girls and you take the girls to this person also. And you don't know who are following him. I know all the people who follow him, the Hindus and Mohammedans, all these people. How do you like it? So my mother said, what is wrong, Hindu Mohammedans? They all God's children. Anyway, then he said, do you know who one Irani who follows this Mer Baba? Mama said, which Irani? He said, this one Irani. He was in Aden when I was there. And he did some kind of, I forget what crime he did. Means to do with money and stealing, but he was very poor. He was very poor. So then he must have done something wrong, so he was put in the jail for stealing. I forget now. Or was he doing work in the bank and there he did something wrong? What? I don't know, but he was in the jail. So my uncle was very hurt. Rani as rash in jail, never heard of. He quickly went, that was in Aden, when he was in Aden. This all happened in Aden. So now he's telling my mother that my uncle quickly went and he had this person, Irani person, freed from prison on bail. But how can Zresni be in jail? How shameful it is. And I released him. Do you know that? I must say, what is wrong? But this person is following Mel Baba, so what Mel Baba must be like? When he keeps this kind of people, thieves and all this, with him, so he's trying to force it on my mother to give up following Baba. So see how strong these forces were, and yet my mother stood her ground. So, and yet she loved this brother so dearly, and yet she was not going to listen to him. So how much she loved Baba and the conviction and faith she had for Baba. So this is what I'm telling you. So his uncle said, are you following Baba like this? And so, but why not? It's my wish. But don't take the girls there, you know, like this. But why? I'm their mother. I'm responsible. And so on. She had to answer him back. And all. So he was very hurt. He said, all right, you won't listen to me. I'm going. And like this. And he said goodbye and went away. And then he didn't come to see us at all. It was good. By that time, we got message from Baba to bring one trunk of clothes and one bedding. Because my mother wanted to stay in Mehrabad. Baba said, when I stay permanently in Mehrabad, then I will call you. So here was Baba in Mehrabad, and we called him. So and that is that. But further the story is this, that when we did come to stay with Baba, it was after, I don't know, 6 months, I don't know how long it was. Because we stayed with Baba very first, I'm a mother, and Baba had called his old aunt to be with us in Mehrabad, very first women to stay in Mehrabad night and day, means to live there. Because Gulmai came and went away after 2 hours, or I don't know how many hours, had darshan, Baba's darshan, talk with him a little bit, and had darshan, and she would leave before lunchtime to. But my mother and myself and this old aunt actually lived in Mehrabad night and day. They were the first women to live in Mehrabad, 15 days or 20 days, I don't know. By that time, Baba did his seclusion also in that little jhopri. Yeah, that little room there, the jhopri. And then the mandi were there. How many mandi were there? I don't remember. 6, 8, or 10. That I don't remember. Because I'd never counted, never looked at their faces, who they were. They were near the post office, you know, railway line. And we were the main road, and this side were 2 little rooms. Very nice condition, the rooms there. And we were staying there, cooking for all the mandi and all that. I was so happy doing all the work, washing the pots and pans, cooking and this and that, doing the garlic and the kochmir and coriander leaves, and doing the spice and the cleaning the ginger, everything what I could do, sweep, as long as this is all serving Baba, so I was happy to do it. And my mother and my aunt, they all washed the rice, cleaned the rice, and cooked it and all that. By Papa's food must go, even then Baba one day came, that just one day went late, so Baba came across, you know, and I saw Baba coming, Sajja and flying there. It looked so beautiful, his brown hair, a little short of the beard, and his dark coat. The Kambli coat was in good condition, it was not in patches. So Baba was in Kambli coat, but from Sajja and sandals, it looks very lovely, Baba. And Baba coming with hair flying there, it looks so beautiful. I said, my Baba's coming. Then I ran and told the elders, and they all washed their hands, stood there, ready to receive Baba. And Baba came from the field across the main road, and there's a little more space to walk. And then our room was there, not near the roadside, a little inside it was. And then Baba came and then told my mother aunt that the cooking, Baba liked it very much. The taste and all that was very good, and it was hot and nice. But please to send in more food, because today more people have come from Nagar, you know, maybe Adi and his brother Rustam must have come, and who else came. Anyway, there are two or three more, send more food and all that. So there, of course, they... And then Baba turned around and to look at me, saw me, and he said, and what do you do? What work you do, or what do you do all day or something? I said, Baba, I help in the kitchen, all that. What do? I do I clean the pots and pans and cooking things myself, and sweep and clean and dust and butter. I clean the fireplace and bring the firewood. And much work to do when you cook. There's much to do. Baba says, very good. I'm glad you're doing this work. You're serving me. The bathroom. That was the first time when we came, only my mother and myself and Baba's old aunt.
First girl.
First time when we were... Yeah.
Baba's first girl.
Yeah.
Baba's first girl.
Yeah, this is the time we eat. Everybody will be hungry. So that was that. After that, we went to Quetta. After that, we went to Quetta. We went to Quetta. When we returned for Quetta, then Baba told us to wait in Ahmednagar, because he's not staying in Mehrabad. Still, he has to travel in India. He has to travel in India, and my mother has to wait now in Ahmednagar. But we had stayed in Mehrabad night and day, the first 15 days. We were very first to stay there with Baba for the night also. That's been, I'm feeling happy now. It was very warm. Nice and warm. No, in November, in those days, it was very cold. And when the rain is very... good rains we have, it's chilly. So Baba just on Sadra, and he had no cotton coats. He wore these. He didn't wear cotton coats. You know the cotton coats? The jackets? That this he didn't have. So, the slightest cold weather, he wore this warm thing, because he would get cold or something. Anyway, everything was okay. Then we went to Quetta after that. Then when we came from Quetta, then Baba told us to wait in Ahmednagar at his place, you know? Not his quarters, where Faram stays, you know? The office veranda, the first rooms here, not the office rooms, this end, the two room. One room is given to my mother, tiny room, just enough for the bed and a little table, a chair, and a little bathing room. A very comfortable, a biggest room next to it. And that whole room was given to us. So we three girls, Adi's sister Dolly, myself, and Kaushal had come from Bombay. And so we three of us were there. And when Baba came from outstation to Mehrabad, then Baba sent message and to my mother that she can come for darshan, so we used to go for darshan Baba's. And that time then Baba told us to that's the time. That we did in Ahmednagar, and then we stayed there in Ahmednagar 2 months or something, and then Baba came permanently, stay in Mehrabad, then called us all to. But Dolly did not come. I, Kaushal, and my mother, three of us, and from Pune, Baba's sister-in-law, Kaushal, and Naja. There are five of us, then we stayed with Baba. Then that's the first time. Then we heard Baba sing that time. This is mangoes from the garden. This is not from the bazaar. Because you have many of you there, so don't worry. It's like prasad now.
Yes.
Very broad and below my waist, very long.
When did you go?
My turn after 53.
After the accident?
Yeah, 53. For beginning of 54. Sometime that. But I was nervous to come in. They gave me the ideas. Why every day you braid your hair and open them, braid them. It takes so long that the power has to go out and then it has to be pressed and you take long with your hair because you're longer and then you roll and pin. You have to make a roll here and look tidy and roll has to. Nape of the neck has to have the roll here. But to hold them in place had to serve many hair. So the mind always said, why? And that time I got a hair. But later in years, since 12 years, 10 years, I've been losing my hair so fast that I don't sit there from next to me, maybe I'd be looking bald.
Listen to your wig.
I can't wear one. I can't, you know, anything on my head, I can pop. In winter time, I never wear a scarf like this. Even if I wear something like this. I can't stand scarfing around my head, my hair is so hot. And but now I'm losing hair. This is all bald.
No, but you know it doesn't look that much thinner than when I came here 2 years ago.
No, but it's getting that much. You don't know. But then when next time when you come, maybe next year, I'll be looking different.
Mira, are you bald yet?
Yes. Then you can bring a wig along.
Bring a wig.
Nice white wig.
Did Baba like your hair to be long?
Baba, very nice and light, but never said anything.